I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for a prayer, please. Heavenly Father, please bless these people in attendance and help this council make the best decisions for the people of this town. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you all for coming. Clerk, would you call the roll, please?
Alder Person Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
David Livingston.
Here.
John Spotlow.
Here.
Mayor Lafer.
Here. All right, having a quorum, if everyone's had a chance to look at the minutes of the May 28th council meeting and the closed session, we'll look at that in a second, but the regular council meeting, if everyone had a chance to look at that, have any questions, corrections, or additions to those minutes? If none, we have a motion to approve the minutes, please.
I make a motion to approve.
A second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the regular council meeting minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Now, if the clerk would distribute the closed session minutes for everyone's review.
Oh wait, I might need one more. I think we're short of one.
One more, I think we're short. Motion and a second to approve the closed session minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Those minutes are approved. You can pass them back in, please.
Thank you.
You got all your copies.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on. Clerk's report. Cindy, do you have anything?
No, I haven't heard anything on the windows yet, so... But I know he said, you know, when he ordered them, they would be the, probably the end of June, so.
Okay.
Anytime. That's all I got.
All right. Thank you. Treasurer's report. Debbie, do you have anything?
I have nothing tonight.
Thank you, ma'am. Attorney's report, Mr. Collins.
Nothing for me. Thank you, sir.
Engineer's report. I didn't see an engineer. Public comments and petitions. Do we have anyone for the public who wishes to address this board? All right, Pete?
Do you guys know who I am?
Could you just say your name for the record, please?
I'm Pete Scroggin, Ben and Martha's son. I guess my question is, I've had an uptick on questions about my brother and his property. I talked with John, I talked to Steve, I talked with the lady that hands out food. I just hope that you guys understand that possibly could turn into something.
Turn into what?
You know, I went to him and I'm telling you, he truly believes that's his house. He believes he doesn't owe anyone any money. I'm just letting you know, in this day and age of everything people worry about out here, that
Who owns the house? The tax buyer? Or do we own it?
I believe it went back to John after the tax buyer forfeited. Is that correct?
Well, they had it on.
I don't know. I don't blame you for anything you want to do with it. I am completely in favor for it being cleaned up. There's probably a good reason I don't own it, and I'm living by the don't get shot rule. I'm just telling you that Steve asked me about it, and I just told him straight up, Steve, I don't think I want to be you explaining to him that you own his house.
Steve.
I don't know, like, everybody in the entities, but John came to me. I'm telling you, you watched a fella live down there for 6 or 7 years with no power and water. I don't believe that's illegal. I don't know the law. I believe the problem is he hasn't paid taxes, whether he cares or not. But I'm just going to tell you that you're going to put someone on the street. That's going to be the truth of it. And he may not be very interested in it.
Yeah.
If you want to talk to me about what I've been through with him, I'm more than open to tell you, because I've had him on me. And I don't think you should send some kid up to the door.
As far as I know, I don't know that we have anything pending against this property. If anything is happening or going to happen, the police chief would be aware of it. You just stay in contact with the police chief.
It's on the Illinois tax thing.
Right. I mean, these things could go on for a long time.
His house is for sale.
Right. Right.
There is a sign on his house. He told me that thing will blow off in a couple days.
Right.
I said, that's fine that you believe that. But I said, someone is going to buy this house. He said, it's not going to happen. This is my home. I told him, if you need help, you come to me. But don't wait until it's too late. He's got more than enough reason not to want help from me. I promise you. He went to prison related to something at my house because I was stopping him from taking handguns uptown. The police did not want to get involved with it enough that when I went to them with the registration, the packages of these guns, they didn't even want to look for them. They found two in the yard and two at his house, and there's another one missing. There always has been. They haven't looked for it. Now, I've been approached about selling that house. The second he went to prison, they assumed I owned it. I had bought it, and I had sold it to him. He's a very capable individual. He's got a college education. He's built the nicest houses in the subdivision out here. He was a decent mechanic for the operators local. He has just decided not. The last time he worked was after my dad passed away 9 or 10 years ago, and he needed money to buy the house when I bought it. He went to work and made $1,500, $2,000 a week, came home and gave me the cash, and never went to work again.
So who legally owns it?
I believe someone told me that it went back to John.
In his name?
But it was bought on taxes, but it's been... Two or three years past bottom taxes.
I went up there when
this thing, Pete, I don't mean to cut you off, but this thing could take a long time to play out before it ever gets to the point of evicting your brother. And we won't even be involved in it. It'll be the sheriff.
Well, I know I know of a firefighter that's bragging to someone I know that if it comes to something, they'll just agitate him to the point where he goes back to prison. I think that's kind of deceptive.
No.
I don't think I'd want to say that out in public.
No, that's wrong.
I hope the guy don't get accidentally shot.
Okay.
I mean,
that is wrong to say. But I mean, anyway, this board probably will have nothing to do with this.
It's
with the county, and thank you for making us aware. And just stay in touch with the police chief. That'd be great.
I'll get with you.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Pete. Appreciate it.
Glad to meet you.
No, I don't really care. I promise you. I do not care what happens with that property.
Okay.
If you haven't thought I was going to buy that place and smoke that house.
There's a lot of properties in the same
boat. I know there's
some
properties you guys don't care of in town.
There's a lot
of them. You're not interested in them. You're interested in the one that has geographic reasoning
I don't, I'm not going after this. I don't know. Is something going on? I mean,
I'm not trying to start a fight. I'm just trying to warn you folks that there's a loaded weapon.
You're saying stuff that I'm not aware of. If there's something going on I'm not aware of, if you want to make me aware of it later, I mean.
I just warned you.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. All right. Do we have any other public complaints or comments? All right. The only one I want to make everyone aware of is I received a text complaint last night between the hours of 8 and 10 p.m. that I put into an email form to Levi. You all have it in your possession. The problem was addressed today by the public works director. I believe it's solved. I just wanted everyone to be aware of it. Just out of transparency, and I don't get many complaints. So when I
get the problem is taken care of. There's only one or two people that aren't totally happy with
the
decision.
I understand. I understand.
No harm, no foul on this. The final Evans decision and stall blacktopping came to a very good conclusion. I was down there with them, and what they decided was a good decision. So,
no, I agree with you. I mean, I spoke with Evan on the issue, and you know, like I said, I just want to make everyone aware. Because, you know, it could be an issue in the future. It couldn't be. It might not be. I don't know. So, just making you aware, and we'll put that in the public record. So, all right. Hearing no other public complaints or comments, we'll move on. Committee and citizens group reports. Finance, insurance, and zoning. Alderwoman Sally Clark.
Nothing to report this time.
Thank you, ma'am. Sewer. Alderman John Swallow.
Nothing.
Thank you. Streets and Alleys, Alderman Livingston.
Evan told me to ask or check up on the old police car. What's the status? Does he get it? Are you done with it?
I got information on him.
Okay.
I got a shop in Tremont that was recommended by Harmon Repair in Canton and another garage in Canton. It's a transmission specialty shop. I called him today.
Are you done with it?
I am done with it 100%.
Well, you said that.
Do whatever you want with it.
Yeah, you said that last month you were done with it.
Yeah, I've been done with it.
And
okay.
I got it after I need.
That's all we need to know.
Yep.
Are the keys in it or what?
The keys are in it.
Okay. I'll tell Evan he can come get it.
We can talk about this. My turn, or we can talk about it now, because I contacted this shop this afternoon.
So this is about
the old Durango.
Is that down here in the new business?
The new business.
So we'll talk about it in new business then. We'll do that.
Okay.
All right. Moving on. Police and ESDA. Brad?
Just new business stuff down later.
All right. Thank you. Water. Alderman Miller.
I have nothing at this time.
All right. Thank you, sir. Utilities, publications, public buildings and grounds. Alderman Jim Long.
I mentioned this a couple months ago, and I've been approached again by the residents of Avenue E. They've asked for more speed limit signs and some more police presence. The very guy blacktop.
Oh, head downtown. Okay.
Ty Reed, Jinglin, Dave White, all of them along there.
Yep.
What's the procedure?
That's what we get for fixing the road.
A couple more stop signs and
you gotta have an ordinance.
Not stop signs, but speed limit signs.
You gotta have an ordinance for every sign you put up. Is that correct, yeah. Mister?
I think it is.
Yeah. Stop signs don't work anyway because nobody's stopping.
No.
And speed limit signs work less.
We have a law that can be enforced. Let's try to enforce it and not add to our list. It's a speed limit. If they're speeding, he can enforce it, and he can take enforcement action. So
that's all
he knows there's a problem. Like I said, that's what we get for fixing the road.
I know. Yeah. But if you sit there anywhere along that street from the last stop sign on the left, people are hauling.
Okay.
They go by his place, look like they're going to leave the ground over the hill.
We should have left the speed bumps.
Sure.
Yeah.
On the hill.
So.
All right. Well, the police will look into the problem.
All right.
All right, moving on. Tourism, Mr. Miller.
Music in the Park went well. Hopefully it goes well this week. We can get through the rain. Junk and Trunk still going on. So if you haven't made Junk and Trunk on Thursday nights, Thursday afternoons, please participate. Also, too, does anybody know where we're at on the computer update? Is there any information on it? Is there anything that we can do to get it going? Or
computer.
The website. Oh, I'm still going through making up an RFP.
Okay.
Yep.
So that's going pretty good.
I have a lot of other business that's been kind of jumping on top of it, but I'm still attending to it. Yes.
So
it's still in the works, and it will be.
If you need help, let me know. I'll help you as much as I can. I mean, I don't know a whole lot, but so.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
If we can get it going. That's all I have on tourism.
All right. Thank you, sir. TIF, Alderman Spotlow.
Nothing to report.
Thank you, sir. Citizens Committee, did anyone hear from Amanda this week?
I have, right. And she sent me a form that I'm having Nate look over because she requested it, and then once he approves of it and everything looks good to go, I'll have you sign on it, send it back for her. I'm guessing we're nearing the end of the receiving end of the $600,000 for the water grant, so we're making good headway.
So this is just paperwork for the grant application
that
we just need to fill.
That EPA requires.
So it's just moving the process along.
Yep.
Okay.
Can we go back up to tourism?
Whoop.
It's not really tourism. I'd just like to tell everybody that we have 7 servicemen going on the honor flight from Lewistown.
Awesome.
This time. And it's tomorrow. And I think that's pretty awesome for
Very
Lewistown
nice.
To have 7 servicemen go.
Yep. Very nice.
Yep.
Very nice.
God, I just want everybody to know that I think that's an honor for
okay.
our town.
All right. Thank you. Did Amanda have anything else?
No, that was it.
Okay.
Oh, Levi, did you look into any grants for sidewalks?
I have not taken a look at that yet. I apologize, ma'am.
Okay.
But I'll write it up down.
I mean, is there grants for sidewalks out there? Don't we pay the Western Illinois Regional Council to look for those grants?
I
just make one call to them.
I just got to get a hold of them and ask
okay.
them.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Moving on, I don't see Mr. Hickey, the Christmas Committee. The Economic Development Committee. You have anything for us, ma'am?
Yep. The Illinois Institute for Rural Affairs agreed to the mapping program refresh. So those dates are August 15th, 22nd, and 28th. To be determined where that's going to be at. Right now we're putting together a steering committee for that to move things along, and I believe we're meeting with Giselle Hamm from the Institute for Rural Affairs on Thursday of this week, so I'll have more information after we meet with her.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. Any questions for her? All right, moving on. Public Works report, I don't see Evan. He must be busy.
Ball game.
We'll move on to unfinished business. We have an ordinance about a liquor license. Nathan?
Yeah, this is the outdoor events permit. We brought it up once. Alderman Miller made some suggestions as far as the fencing regulations. We've changed that. I assume it's been distributed. So if you're good with that, I'll leave it to you.
Do you have any discussion on this ordinance change?
Move to approve all the amendments to the ordinance
111.36A
for the liquor license.
All right, we have a motion and a second on this ordinance. We have a roll call vote, please.
Alderman Sy Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
Alright, ordinance passes. Let's move on.
Thanks.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Next item of business, and moving on to new business, someone wants to speak about a donation to the park districts from the Police Benevolent Fund.
I don't know how much money's in that fund.
It's almost $2,000, it's like $1,900 and some change, but the account is getting ready to go dormant in like 3 days, according to the bank, so we have to do something with that money. Move it or do something with it.
Or add a dollar, I mean, you know.
Or add money to it.
Yeah, add 10 or something like that, I don't know.
Just make a deposit of some sort, say just.
Like I said, I don't know how you guys wanted to handle that, but, I think it's a good thing for the police department to give back to the community. And there's also a DARE fund that we have that has been inactive for quite some time, it's got another $500 in it.
How much would they want for the shirts for the?
They didn't say, I was just, like, if we could put it out there for maybe next year, summer ball, we could put, you know, City of Lewis down in the police department, DARE program on the shirts for all the kids. It's a good look for the city council, for the city to give back to the community, okay?
And that was outside money, that money was all made outside, it wasn't tax money, so that's why it hasn't been moved or touched, they just haven't done any of the fundraising that they had before. But I thought if they wanted something now, if there was.
I think that's good for this year.
Okay.
I don't know what the park district, I mean, it doesn't have to be the park district, it could be, you know, the school district or anything for the band program or the sports program, if they need equipment, you know, or we could divide it up, however, you know, whatever you guys feel is appropriate. If money's just sitting there not doing anything, you know, get some goodwill within the community, make it look like the police department cares.
Why don't you take those two monies and outfit your new police car?
That's coming up here.
I've seen that, yes.
Yeah.
We could use it for repairs if you guys want to.
Huh?
We could use it to repair the truck, I guess.
Well, then did we turn that into the insurance at all, or was it enough?
We're just gonna keep it on it because it was, there's no other at-fault driver or anything, it was driven into a pole.
Alright.
You know how it goes.
He had a conversation.
We've all done it. At some point or another, it's happened to everybody.
So do we want to take any action on this? Or?
We could do it, make a deposit to get it where it's not dormant and figure out what we're gonna do it later.
Okay, I mean, so we'll just table it, okay. Make a deposit, okay. Alright, this item, we'll table this item till a future date. Moving on, talk about repairs for the 2019 Dodge Ram.
We have two estimates, both auto places here in Lewis County. Goddard is the low 2360-30, the other is 2473. So my recommendation would be to take the low bid, $2,360.30.
Make a good throw line anchor.
Is that a motion?
I'll make that motion. $2,360.30. Jeff Goddard, auto line.
We have a motion on the floor, any discussion?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Board?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
What was that word you used, abstain?
Yep.
Yeah.
And John Spotlow?
Aye.
Alright, motion passed, motion carries. Moving on,
I have something.
We're gonna talk about the Dodge Durango, is that what you wanna talk about?
Yeah.
Alright, that's next on the list, go ahead.
Well, that's the new one you're talking about, isn't it, or not?
What?
Yeah, so that's.
Yeah, it should be.
Okay, the invoice for outfitting the new Durango.
Go ahead and do that one, then I got something on the old Durango.
Okay.
Midwest Outfitters, the cost is $3,500 to outfit the Durango. It does look nice, I don't know, I mean, people have, should have, everybody's probably seen it by now.
It's real nice.
So what does this do to it now?
This is the installation of all the equipment.
What was all the other money we spent
that
for?
Was.
Decals.
We gave you money in the beginning, then you came and got more money. What did we use all that for?
I had to purchase the equipment, and then the equipment has to be installed.
Yeah.
So
we were budgeted for, we came in under budget for the purchase of the equipment. We also came in under budget for the installation of the equipment by $250. It was budgeted for $37.50 and it came in at $35.
Yeah, so this just a bill needs to be.
But then how come you came back once and got more money already?
That was for the striping room. That was for the decals.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, this has already been approved.
Yeah, this is all
this has already been approved. It should have been in the bills.
You come back for more because of the decals.
We didn't do very well really telling how much this was going to cost, did we? Not that it made any difference because we had to have a car.
Correct.
But.
Like I said, this should have just been in the bills. This was already approved.
Yeah. Then why is it on there?
Because I want you guys to know where your money's going.
Oh,
okay. I'm not trying to hide anything from anybody. Like, it was already approved. I just wanted to make sure everybody knew where it was at.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Moved and approved. Appreciate it. I'll second that motion.
All right, we have a motion in a couple seconds. Roll call vote.
Okay, right. You get everybody's name down here. Okay. Oliver versus Clark?
Aye.
Long?
Aye.
Ward?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Levinson?
Aye.
Swallow?
Yep.
All right, motion carries. All right, we have one other thing to discuss about the Durango.
The old Durango. I called Brooks Transmission Specialties in Tremont. They were recommended by two different garages in Canton. If anybody in Canton, according to Mike Harmon Trucking, and there's even a transmission shop in Canton that I called, and he recommended Brooks's. But I talked to him today, told him what was going on with it, and he says, I can almost guarantee you that it's an electrical issue. He said, we work on Dodge Durangos and Dodge pickup trucks that Sam Lehman, the Dodge dealer in Morton, sends them. And he said 99% of the time it's electrical issues. He said wiring harnesses on those things are terrible. If we want them to work on it, we can take it to them as early as Thursday of this week. And I told him I'd get back with him. I think Evans wanted it for the city use, so.
Did they give any kind of idea on what?
Oh, no.
On price?
They can't. I mean, you don't have any idea.
Well, I just figured if they knew it was electrical and they dealt with it before, they could give us an estimate.
He never.
Okay.
And I know nobody wants to send it over there. And come up with a $6,000 bill. But he's going to look at it, diagnose it, and then calls before he does it.
The last place that did that cost us $2,500, didn't it?
Yeah. And that's because.
Well, let me tell you about my transmission place. It's apparently not near as good as yours or Harman's or anyone else. I called the guy and I said, do you work on Ford transmissions? And he says, yes. I said, do you have any idea what it costs? He says, $1,807. And I took my truck over there and he fixed my transmission. And I opened my checkbook out and I said, how much? He said, $1,807. That's what I told you.
Maybe he just got one figure for everything.
But that's your guy. You told me to go there.
Well, I haven't nobody brought it up. But this thing's sitting in the way in the garage. The reason I went out and started looking myself. Nobody else wanted to, so Evans asked me three or four times. That's all I'm gonna check into it.
But it's not drivable to get it there. We have to tow it to get it there.
No, it's not drivable. You get out there and start it right now and put it in gear and all it does is light flames.
Okay.
I explained that to Ted, the shop manager over there, and he said, is the light, the gear shift indicator light blinking? And I said, yes, it is. He says, that's electrical.
Yeah.
That transmission's in safe mode right now to protect itself from destruction. So, we can get it in as early as Thursday, or as soon as Rod can get it over there. But I told him I'd let him know tomorrow. If you want to fix it, let's fix it. What do you want to do?
So is that the question, fix it or junk it?
What's the value on it? Anybody know?
Not what? Running. You're not going to get much.
This is what we just put the new huge shower.
Yeah, I know. I know what was done to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that didn't work and everything else down to
$12,000 motor and $2,500 transmission.
Well, I think they can get an estimate.
I have an idea of what
we're got the money in it.
He's not going to do any work on it until he diagnoses it.
Right.
Yep.
I'm not sure to haul it over there and have him diagnose it.
It's not on the agenda.
Yeah, you can vote.
This is also just regular business. We're not spending any money.
We're not spending any money.
This is just regular business.
We're not making decisions.
I mean, I guess, if I wanted to be a dictator, I could just make the decision and say do it, and then we'll see what happens. But
you're gonna make the decision.
All right, is that the consensus? If you want to save the vehicle, at least get an idea.
For it, he does.
He does.
And we're not going to get the money out of it. We need to get out of it. And if it costs a couple $1,000s to get it back for him, and he can have it, they'll use it for years.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right.
I think we need to fix it. I agree with that.
If it's electrical, it's going to be cheaper than regular transmission.
Right.
I think we need to just take a room and look at it and give us an estimate.
He sounds like he knows what he's doing.
I move that you
that's what we're
send the Durango to be estimated on the transmission.
He said he would diagnose us and wouldn't touch it until he could.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, we're going to send the Durango away. Good deal.
That way.
Okay, let's everybody had a chance to look at the bills.
It was Brooks and Tremont, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Brooks Transmissions.
Everyone had a chance to look at the bills.
Cindy, you got bills?
I haven't seen the bills. I don't know where they're at.
They're over there.
Oh, okay.
Three bills.
Yeah, down there. That's all they hammering.
So you reckon thinks that this board has something to do with the fire department?
So who's your $1,807 transmission guy, David?
I can't remember. That was a few years. I can't remember his name.
Right out that much, right? It was 3-4.
Yeah, it was at Creek Door, but I can't remember the name of the place.
He couldn't get a price without even seeing it.
Yeah, yeah.
You knew what was wrong.
I get a flat.
Did you know
what was wrong? Yeah, I get.
Get a flat.
It was a total rebuild.
Well, yeah. They can do that.
I get home. You don't bother me,
brother. These guys do work well.
Doug's talking. He's busy.
It's a game that's so easy. Save money. You know.
That's it.
You don't even risk money.
You ready?
I'm ready if you guys are.
Okay, approve bills.
You got a motion to approve?
Yeah.
All right, we have a motion to approve. We have a second?
Second.
All right, roll call vote, please.
Alderman Fowler.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right, bills are paid.
Thank you, sir.
Motion carries. We don't have any need for a closed session. There will be no,
I said I moved to adjourn.
All right. Have a motion to adjourn. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for coming. May God bless you all.